This is Big F and Joe, and you're listening to the Memphis Continental Wrestling Podcast. Without Memphis, there would be no hardcore, and obviously we all know where that leads. Live your best life, die your best death.
You know, I've been in this industry for a long, long time. And you know, I got my start right there in Memphis, Tennessee. So what better person than to give a little intro to the only podcast in the UK that specifically talks about Memphis wrestling? That's right. We're talking about Memphis Continental Wrestling Cast. Folks, sit back, grab you a cup of hot tea. Hope you enjoy it. Memphis Continental Wrestling Cast.
Got a doggone good-looking show lined up.
This is the future, baby, and Jimmy Hart's here. You're not in the same caliber as I am.
Who's the greatest wrestler in the world, and why am I?
You're acting like a hoodlum now. Come on, quit it.
Ho, what do you hear? What do you say? Hello again, wrestling fans. Welcome to the studios of the Old Bakery as we get ready to give you another exciting week here at the UK's number one and only Memphis Wrestling United podcast. We are, as always, the Memphis Continental Wrestling Cast, bringing you today episode 153. I am, as always, your host, Mr. Luke Jennings, hoping the podcast finds you fine and dandy. Please do not forget to hit the subscribe button here on our home, the Place to Be Wrestling Network, bringing you such great shows as Who's Next With This Ring, PTB Weekend Special, PTB Inns Main Event, Nation Invasion, Highway to the Impact Zone, Monday Night Project, Hamburg All-Stars, and many other great shows. You can follow the network on Twitter at PTBN Wrestling. You can also find them on all good podcast suppliers, as you will do the North-South Connection, bringing you such great shows as New Gen on a Mission, Wrestling Warzone, The Jenny Position, A La Carte with Keithy, Hail to the Keith, Extreme Theory of Dance, Chronoso, and many other great shows covering a whole plethora of topics, both wrestling and non-wrestling. You can find out more about the shows on Twitter at NoSoPodNetwork, and you can also find us on Twitter at Old Bakery Pro, where you'll be able to hear, find out news and updates on shows. I also like to share other people's stuff, content. I also like to put in a few Sopranos drops in there. Mainly, they've come from GFA, so I've found the videos and then put them on there myself. If it wasn't for GFA Live with Keith Langston and Peter Winston, I would not have found the Sopranos. I, for some bizarre reason, I never watched the Sopranos when I was younger. When it came out in 1999, I was 13. I was like prime fucking like Soprano viewer, and I never watched it. I've got no idea why. Started listening to GFA Live / Greetings from Allentown late last year, and they had a lot of their, they've got a lot of drops in there from Junior, Phil Leotardo, blah blah blah, etc. And I wanted to find out, because they're funny when Pete drops them in, they're funny, but sometimes you want to know the context of the drop, so you want to know like the before and after of the catchphrase, if you will. So I watched Sopranos. I haven't finished watching it yet, because I watch it when, because my wife doesn't like watching it, so I watch it as and when I can. By the time you hear this, I may have watched the last episode, but I watch it, and I will probably quite happily again watch it again. It's great. I absolutely love Sopranos. It's amazing. It's a shame it couldn't go on longer, or it's a shame they couldn't maybe bring it back and then have do it from now like AJ's perspective or something like that, you know, or you know, anything. But yeah, that's why I like the Sopranos. I follow a lot of Sopranos stuff on Twitter, and that's why I usually put a load of stupid videos on Twitter of the Sopranos, because I think it's really fucking good, and I probably should have watched it 25 years ago when it was on. You can also find out more about North South Connection on YouTube, youtube.com. Just search North South Connection on YouTube, and youtube.com/@MemphisCast is where you'll be able to find us. Well over 1,300 subscribers as of recording. There's also a link in the description of the show, so you can watch the show if you want to. That's in the description. But yeah, we've got Memphis, we've got some Florida, some Kansas, some UK, all sorts really over there at YouTube. youtube.com/@MemphisCast, personaltees.com/MemphisCast, patreon.com/MemphisCast, gets you access to the video footage. This coming Monday, we are covering Clash of Champions 25 from January 1996 as part of our Monday Night project, covering January to July 1996 WCW Saturday Night. And please, when you're out and about, visit whenitwascool.com for podcasts, articles, and much more on retro pop culture, comics, wrestling, movies, TV, toys, history, and more. This week we're covering the 23rd of June 1984. Last week we covered the 16th of June 1984, where we saw new champion, female abuse, brawls, diarrhea, as well as all the other usual awesomeness from the Memphis territory. Before we head down to ringside, let's see what's been happening around the rest of the wrestling world. This week, on the 17th of June 1984, WWF held a show in the Met Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota. 11,000 witnessed the debut in Minneapolis TV. This is a TV taping, so they're definitely hedging on AWA territory, and they're using some of the AWA talent, as we see B. Brian Blair defeating Jerry Valiant, Mad Dog Vachon pinning Buddy Colt, Red Bastien was the guest referee, Big John Studd won a $50,000 18-man battle royal by last eliminating WWF Intercontinental Champion Tito Santana. Other participants included Andre the Giant, Rene Goulet, Mr. Fuji, Dick Murdoch, Adonis, B. Brian Blair, Tiger Chung Lee, Jerry Valiant, Chris Curtis, Mil Mascaris, Alexis Smirnoff, Rocky Johnson, Paul Orndorff, Tony Guerrero, Jesse Ventura, and Ivan Putski. Mil Mascaris defeated Tiger Chung Lee, Paul Orndorff defeated Tony Guerrero, Ivan Putski defeated Alex Smirnoff by countout, Tito Santana and Rocky Johnson defeated WWF Tag Team Champions Adrian Adonis and Dick Murdoch in a no title match, Jesse Ventura defeated Chris Curtis, WWF Champion Hulk Hogan defeated David Schultz. Also on the 17th of June, Georgia Championship Wrestling, I got a show in the Omni in Atlanta. Jake Roberts defeats Ronnie Garvin to win the NWA TV title. The Road Warriors battled the Zambu Express to a no contest. Masked Superstar defeated The Spoiler. That's the Don Jardine Spoiler. Ole Anderson defeated The Assassin. Junkyard Dog defeated Nikolai Volkov. Kamala defeated King Konga. Tim Horner defeated Tim Rogers. Also on the 17th, AEWA have got a show in Chicago, Illinois, featuring Fabulous Moolah and Judy Martin defeating Desiree Peterson and Susan Starr. Kurt Henning defeated Roger Kirby. Nick Bockwinkel defeated Blackjack Lanza. Bruiser Brody and Abdullah the Butcher and Sheik Adnan Al-Kaisi defeat The Bruiser, The Crusher and Baron Von Raschke. 18th of June here in Memphis, Tennessee, we may see some footage of this. Mid-South Coliseum drawing 5,987. Porkchop Cash defeats Rick McCord. Dutch Mantel defeats The Animal. Lanny Poffo and Randy Savage defeat Johnny Wilhoit and Mark Batten. Jim Neidhart defeats Scott Shannon. CWA International Champion Masahito defeats Austin Idol. Phil Hickerson and The Spoiler, that being Frank Morrell, defeat the new Fabulous Ones to win the Southern Tag Team titles. The original Fabulous Ones and Jerry Lawler defeat Rick Rude and the PYTs. 22nd... Pittsburgh, PA, WWF's got a show in Civic Arena, 10,000. Big John Studd defeats Bobo Brazil. Terry Daniels defeats Samula. Andre the Giant defeated Tiger Chung Lee and Mr. Fuji. Intercontinental Champion Tito Santana defeats Bob Orton Jr. via countout. Jesse Ventura defeats Steve Lombardi. Bob Backlund defeats B. Brian Blair via countout. Adrian Adonis and Dick Murdoch defeat Salvatore Bellomo and Tony Guerrero. Roddy Piper defeats Rocky Johnson. Sergeant Slaughter defeats the Iron Sheik in a boot camp match. And then finally, we've got two shows for you on the 23rd of June. The first is in San Antonio, Texas. In a very strange turn of events, the NWA World Champion Ric Flair enters a tournament for the vacant Texas heavyweight title. In the finals, Gino Hernandez defeats Ric Flair to win the Texas title. Later that night in Fort Worth, Texas, NWA World Champion Ric Flair defeats Gino Hernandez. And then finally, Boston Gardens, Boston, Massachusetts, 14,200 are witnessing a WWF show which features Terry Daniels defeating Samula, Chief J. Strongbow defeating Jerry Valiant, Pete Doherty defeats Rudy Diamond, Paul Orndorff defeats Ivan Putski, Jesse Ventura defeats Salvatore Bellomo, Roddy Piper defeats Rocky Johnson, Tito Santana defeats Greg Valentine by countout, Bob Orton defeats Tony Guerrero, and in a boot camp match, Sergeant Slaughter defeats the one and the only Iron Sheik. So, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, let's head down to ringside to see what Lance and Dave have got for us on the 154th episode of Memphis Continental Wrestling Cast, covering the 23rd of June 1984. You know the drill. Peace and joy! We'll be right back.
good group today. Hello again, everybody. Lance Russell right along ringside without Dave Brown. Dave, you picked a bad day to be gone because we have a dynamite show coming up for you. And I'm telling you, such things as Randy Macho Man Savage will be in here with Leapin' Lanny for the first time. Leapin' Lanny Poffo, his brother, will be going against Scott Shannon and Ken Raper. The Oriental Connection will be in for a single match. Additionally, Hickerson in the Spoiler will be facing the New Generation. That's going to be a whale of a match. In addition to that, Rick Rude will be in a single match, and Jerry Lawler... Bunch more. We better get at it.
Not entirely sure what went wrong with the audio there. That wasn't me, that was the video. But we're going to be seeing Leaping Lanny Poffo here this week with his brother Randy Savage, so that'll be a genius move.
Coming right back in. Let's take a look at the Rock and Roll Express.
So last week we got the Fabs come back, and this week we've got the one and only Rock and Roll Express back in town. I think they are here for this coming Monday. I think there's a big show this coming Monday. Where are we? We are. We've got a Star Wars show coming up this Monday. Memphis Coliseum. 10,000 are going to be here. I'm sure we'll see some footage about this next week. We've got the Rock and Roll Express going up against the Poffos. We've got Austin Idol and Jerry Lawler going up against the Road Warriors. Fabulous One's going up against the PYT. The New Fabulous One's going up against Phil Hickerson and the Spoiler. Jimmy Valiant going up against Rick Rude. Jim Neidhart versus Plowboy Frazier, who subbed for Dusty Rhodes, apparently. The Animal going up against Rick McCord. I don't know who the Animal is. It's not... Road Warrior Animal. We've also got Dutch Martel, Johnny Wilhoit and Matt Batten going against Masahito, Keith Robertson and the Nightmare. Porkchop Cash and Scott Shannon going against the Masked Scorpions. The Animal's here for a bit by the looks of it, so we may see... Where is he? I guess he'll be here for 1 week. But he's here for the next 2 weeks at least, according to these results. So I don't know who he is. You may find out, but we're seeing a picture-in-picture here. We're seeing little boxes of Robert Gibson and Ricky Morton looking at their action that's on the big screen. They're in matches against the Grapplers. They're in a brawl with the Moondogs. Obviously, they've not long been gone from their promotion. And I think they have been... where have they been? I'd say Mid-South. I think they've been in Mid-South. Ricky Morton, obviously still wrestling.
The Rock and Roll Express, not in the ring. What you are looking at is the very ornate robe of the Macho Man, Randy Savage. And for the first time, you'll be seeing... Sir Lanny Poffo in Poffomania, as he is pitching out proclamations of how great he is, I assume, in the ring, Angelo Poffo. And here we are with the introductions for the opening bout. This match will be a one-fall, 10-minute time limit bout. Teaming together will be from Liverpool, England, Scott Shannon, and from Memphis, Tennessee, it will be Ken Raper as his partner. And on this side of the ring, with their manager and father, Angelo Poffo, introducing, coming in at a total weight of 467 pounds, the team of Randy Savage and Leapin' Lanny Poffo. Poffo Mania, as it's referred to by Randy. So, come on, Randy. Will you please?
You give us a proper introduction, because the Poffos are in town, man. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure I see you. That's for a fact. Please, thank you, Rep. Come on, Randy. We got a match coming up here, and you worry about that, will you please?
Yes, so Rock and Roll have been in Mid-South, feuding with the Midnight Express. But we've got our first look here of Leapin' Lanny Poffo. Teaming with brother Randy Savage, going to get Scott Shannon and Ken Raper. Black tights, black boots for Lenny. Black tights, black boots for Scott Shannon. Cartwheel by Leapin' Lanny. They are managed by Angelo Poffo, who's taken the armour of Leaping Lanny away. Lanny's here to spread Poffo mania around the region. No Dave Brown this week. Randy's just sitting down in the commentation booth.
Get up there and help.
I'm gonna tell you something. Every time I look at you, I think of Jerry the Queen Lawler, man. I don't think that I forgot about the Queen.
Well,
Randy's not been on television for quite a while. Leaping just Lanny just goes up to the top rope and just does a somersault off the top rope. Lanny has been mid-south as well, I believe. Oh, lovely arm drag there by Leaping Lanny. Very artistic and stylistic is Leaping Lanny. Obviously made famous by being in the WWF in the late 80s as the genius. Leaping Lanny, I'm guessing he's been in mid-south. Yes. He had his last match in Mid-South on the 31st of May, and then he's been here a couple of weeks. I don't know where Randy's been, because Randy hasn't been on television for quite a while. Randy's been here, he's just not been on television. He's been at events. Yeah, Randy doesn't go anywhere other than Memphis. He's here. He's been here on and off. He's been teaming with his dad Angelo Poffo recently. But yeah, he's been in and around the arena, around the area.
Referee trying to get him out as Leaping Lanny, who was bombed with that drop kick from Scott Shannon, over to the side of the ring. And referee Jerry Calhoun trying to tell Savage, get out of there.
Randy not happy with the crowd, how they laughed at how Leaping Lanny got his face nearly knocked off by a Scott Shannon dropkick. Randy's throwing punches at women, children, anybody. He doesn't care. Randy is a man possessed here. Tagging that to Randy. Yellow trunks, yellow boots. Scott Shannon's still in there.
And in the ring with Liverpool's Scott Shannon.
Corner of a tie-up. Side headlock by Scott. Shove off by Randy. Shoulder tackle down. Down goes Randy. Up again. Down goes Randy. Up again. Shannon ducks the elbow. Gets caught. Oh, Scott Shannon manages to use his weight to get down. 1-2. Scott Shannon picks up Randy. Tags in Ken Raper. White boots, white trunks. Who's that coming to ringside? Someone's just coming to ringside, aren't they? Jimmy Hart, I think.
I did not throw coffee. That was an accident. The door knocked you down. Yeah. Look at me, Russell. Look at me. Look at me. Look at my hair. Look at this, man. Let me tell you something. Austin Idol just threw me out of the dressing room back there, and I want you to tell me something, man. I got to tell the people, man. I've been kidnapped. I was kidnapped all weekend. I just broke loose a while ago. Looking around my ankle. Look at this. Looking around my wrist. What happened?
Jimmy Hart's complaining of having his hair. Looks like he's had his hair cut, and he's been tortured by the looks of it. In the ring, Lanny's back in with Ken Raper. Sorted look by Ken. Lanny gets to the ropes. Lanny gets to the ropes trying to get the tag, but Randy's too busy arguing with the ref. Tag to Randy. Randy's in. Randy's off the ropes. Oh, elbow at the back of Ken Raper. Randy throws Ken Raper through the ropes to the outside. Now goes to the top rope. Referee's being distracted. Oh, double ox from the top to the outside by Randy. Ken Raper goes flying across the studio. So Scott Shannon was distracting the referee.
And they threw me in the trunk of the car. See, you don't believe me, but I'm telling you, Drew, they threw me in the back of a trunk of a car, and they drove around my neighborhood. It seemed like 5 or 6 hours.
Scott Shannon throws Ken Raper back in the ring. Randy tags in Lenny. Lenny, beautiful standing drop kick, takes down Ken Raper. Scott Shannon manages to get the tag, though. Oh, kick by Scott Shannon. Kick by Scott Shannon. Irish whip corner to corner goes Lanny. Big right hand by Scott. Oh, you put an uppercut there. Oh, just an uppercut for Scott. Tags in Ken Raper following the snap med. Scott drops the knee. King comes in for the cover. One, two. One, I think, as a one. Oh! Switching music here by Lanny. Drags Ken Rayburn into the middle of the ring. Rolls. Oh! In. Randy from the top, though. Referee's distracted by Scott Shannon. Lenny's got hold of Ken Rayburn. Oh! Elbow at the back of the head by Randy off the top rope. Randy, oh, knocks down Ken Raper. One, nope. Randy picks up the cover. Kick to the gut. Tagging to Lanny. Oh, beautiful somersault sent on there by Lanny. Picks up Ken Raper. Oh, big right hand by Lanny. Angelo Poffer distracting Scott Shannon and the referee. Lanny's got Ken Raper up. And Randy off the top rope clothesline. Lanny picks up Ken. Picks him up. Slams him down. Referee Randy and Scott Shannon are fighting on the apron, distracting the referee. Oh, second rope moonsault by Lanny. So he goes one, two, three. Leaping Lanny with the win.
Boy, if I could just hire somebody to kidnap you right now.
And here is to the aristocratic pleasure of watching your opponent suffer.
Lanny Poffo's
are in town, baby.
I see it. Spectacular win with the Poffos over Scott Shannon and Ken Reaver.
Years from now, you'll be able to hold your head up and say, you were there.
Okay, Lanny, we're going to take time out, and we are going to be back with more action in just a moment. Official winners, the Poffos.
Nine matches with handsome Jimmy Valiant attacking Rick Rude for the Southern title. And in addition to that, Steve and Stan will return one more time to settle things with a PYT. Star Wars 84 will jump with action with a Rock and Roll Express facing Poffo Mania. And for the first time, a national tag championship is at stake when Lawler and Idol battle the infamous Road Warriors with precious Paul Ellering. Don't miss Stars War, only $1 increase.
We may not see any footage from Star Wars because it's like a Georgia thing as well. We didn't. They did one. They did the Boogie Jam or whatever it was, and we didn't see anything from that. So I wouldn't keep. I wouldn't have your expectations high that we will see any of that action.
As we are ready for the introductions, coming in at 216 from Memphis, Tennessee. Is Jim Jameson.
Right there, that
Jimmy.
Proves my point right there, you see. Lawler's been trying to corrupt Austin Idol's brain back there, man. See, how can I be the beekeeper, what Lawler tried to say I was, and Jimmy Hart at the same time? I'm out here live and in person, baby. Look at that. That proves my point right there. I was kidnapped. I'm telling you the truth exactly what happened to me. Now you can prove it right there. Now tell me if I'm lying, I'm dying, baby.
I don't know whether to believe you or not,
Come
Jimmy.
On,
you're
you
right
there. See it with your own eyes.
I
here
see
I
the
am,
attendant.
And look, there's the beekeeper right there, man.
Okay. Jimmy Hart over here with us and the attendant up at ringside. 253 from Osaka, Japan. Introducing the Oriental Connection, Masa Ito. Ito. And he is facing Jim Jamerson in a one-fall ten. All right, Jimmy, I hear you. I see him. I'll admit I had my doubts about it. But the bell sounds, and here we go.
The bell sounds right underway. We've got Masa Ito, red and green three-quarter tights, no boots, going against Jim Jameson. Red tights, white boots. Last week, Masa Ito defeated the Universal Heartthrob. Oh, Jerry Lawler just comes outside and knocks down the attendant. Jerry Lawler now picks up the attendant on the outside, puts him over his shoulder, and takes him to the outside, takes him away. Jerry Lawler, I'm guessing, trying to find out who this attendant is. We now know it's not Jimmy Hart. Calling a retired arm drag by Masa Ito, followed by some chops to the shoulder. Oh, knife edge chop by Ito. Down goes Jameson. Ito picks up Jameson. Oh, knocks him back down again. Last week, Masahito did pin, he did beat Austin Idol to win the Universal, the International Heavyweight title. He beat Austin Idol. Did he then lose the title again? Doesn't say. Oh no, he beat Austin. Yeah, no, we said, didn't we? Yeah, we said he beat Austin Idol, but he's not come out with a title. So I'm not entirely sure why. I'm not entirely sure why he's not got the title with him, but Ito picks up Jim Jameson, slams him down. Ito off the ropes. Oh, beautiful dive and headbutt. All right, and by Ito. Jameson on the ropes, in trouble. Ito now stalking Jameson. Go for a chop by looks at. Oh, what a knife edge chop by Ito. Picks up Jameson. Irish whip by Ito. Big knife edge chop off the ropes by Ito. Down goes Jameson. Hip attack by Ito. Comes off the ropes. Falling knife edge chop to the head. Off the ropes comes Ito. Big splash! 1, 2, 3. Winner of the match, Masahito.
Masahito Ito.
I'm telling the truth, Russell. He's the only member of the family I've got right now. Look at Lawler. Look at him.
Oh, wait a minute. Look at here. Hey, hey, hey. Where are you going, Jimmy? What you got, Jerry?
Jerry Lawler has unmasked the attendant, and it looks like Pat Hutchinson.
Yeah. All right, Jameson.
He's got Pat Hutchinson, right, Hutchinson out here.
Hey. I want you to tell everybody exactly what you just told me in the back. Tell them who put you up to wearing this goofy outfit out here today. Tell them right now. Tell him.
I can't, man. I can't, man. I get killed, man. No.
Let me tell you something.
Tell him.
Man, I can't, man. I get killed. I can't, man. I can't.
Tell him, Hutchinson. Tell him who put you up to wearing an outfit.
No more, I can't, man.
If you, the next one's going to be with a fist right in your mouth. If you don't tell him who put you up to wearing an outfit. Who?
It was Jimmy. Get it hard, man. Jimmy Hart.
And he wonders why we don't believe him. Jimmy Hart. Hutchinson just got through telling us that Hart put him up to coming out here in the outfit with the Oriental Connection. We're going to take time out. Whoa, don't go away. A lot more to come, and we'll be back in just a minute. Tag action coming up. A one fall, 10-minute time limit bout. And it's some kind of competition. We're really looking forward to the action here as the new generation. As they come rolling into our championship wrestling. And their opponents today, the very big and rugged team carrying the Southern Tag Championship belt, Phil Hickerson and the Spoiler. This is a non-title bout. Introducing at a total of 502 pounds. The Southern Heavyweight Southern Tag Champions, Phil Hickerson and the Spoiler. Their opposition at a total weight of 439, introducing from Lexington, Kentucky and Charleston, West Virginia, the new generation, Johnny Wilhoit and Mark Batten. Referee, Jerry Calhoun, and we're off and running.
Tag team action, non-title tag team action, as we've got the new Southern Tag Team Champions, the Spoiler and Phil Hickerson, going up against the new generation, Mark Batten and Johnny Wilhoit. Mark Batten's Dan Fish team, black tights, white boots, going against the Spoiler, black and red mask, black and red singlet, red boots. but and using his speed to avoid the collar number tight, but now Spoiler has it applied, pushes Ban into the ropes. Ban escapes the right hand. Phil Hickson just sitting in the commentation station now. Oh, neat in the gut by the Spoiler. Puts Batten into the ropes. Oh, knife edge chop by the Spoiler. Irish whip by the Spoiler. Oh, another knife edge chop. Down goes Batten. Irish whip again by the Spoiler. Batten ducks. Drop kick. Down goes the Spoiler. Batten goes for the cover. One kick out. Buffman back up.
You should have felt guilty about it. I guarantee
you. I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you something. You know I don't tell no untruth. I'm never going to do that again.
Well, I'm not going to.
Batten went for the drop kick again, but the Spoiler held onto the ropes. Huge clothesline there by the Spoiler off the ropes. Now in a cobra clutch of sort by the Spoiler now in the middle of the ring.
Got the titles, all right.
You know how a person tell me one time, you live a day at a time.
Spoiler now still with the cobra clutch in the middle of the ring. Phil Hickerson too busy talking to Lance to even care about this match, really. Mike Batten now kicking and squirming out of the, trying to get out of the hold, trying to get out of this predicament. Spoiler cinching it in, but the Mike Batten is getting up. Crowd are very, very gradually getting behind Mike Batten. Oh, hair pulled by the Spoiler. Brings down Mike Batten back.
Charmer.
You
Phil Hickerson.
You know you do.
Spoiler in the ring, doing all the work. Hickerson down here doing all the talking.
Hey, where you going to have me and Spoiler over have some steaks at your house, man?
Hey,
we're going to have a little party. Coming up, I guess, huh?
Don't. Yeah, it's coming up. Uh-huh. Back in the millennium.
Do it to him, Spoiler. Do it to him.
Look, Phil, I'll tell you what. I'll make a deal with you right what? Here and now. You get back up and get to the edge of the ring. I promise you, I will not try to interfere or help you with wrestling.
Does it look like I need it?
You don't help me with the announcing down here. I won't help you with the wrestling. You
won't. They love it. They love it.
Mark Batten over the top. Look at here. We're coming up on the 3-minute mark.
Johnny Wilhoit now tags in. Oh, black trunks, white boots, drop kicks the head of the Spoiler. Hip tosses the Spoiler. Johnny Wilhoit coming like a house of fire. Working over the arm of the Spoiler now. Phil Hickerson now decides to go to the apron so he can actually work the match. Johnny Wilhoit with the arm bar. Oh, we've got a break. What's going on? Oh, we're back again. Oh, good lord. What the hell happened there? Hickerson distracted by the referee. Referee behind his back turn now. Hickerson's well on the way on Johnny Wilhoit. Spoiler tags in for Hickerson. Here he comes. Blue tights, white boots with hearts on the side of the trunk of the tights. Oh. Hickerson elbowing Johnny Wilhoit in the back. Oh, now punches him in the throat. Oh, thump in the throat again there by Hickerson. Hickerson slowly picking up Johnny Wilhoit. Oh, on the top of the head. Bionic, if you will. I tell you, everyone, who we haven't seen. Fucking Hillbilly, Harley Davidson and Dirty Rhodes. We haven't seen them on television for quite some time. I think Hillbilly, the Harley's still here. He's got the WWF yet. But Spoiler's back in. It's a little weird. Dirty's, unless they're working on the... just on the fucking loop. Right now, it's a front face lock from the Spoiler on Johnny Wilhoit. It's Phil Hickerson. They have been. Roger Smith is about to embark on a fucking tour in Japan. He's been in the WWF. No, he's not yet. He hasn't. He will be. But yeah, he hasn't been here. Dirty Rhodes hasn't been here since May. And he just come back later in the year, but as one of the interns, the very end of the year. And Harley. Harley has been... Harley... According to Cage Match, his last match was again on the 7th of May. That's it. He's not. He's now not here. He joins the WWF at the end of the year. So, yeah, unfortunately, that's it. Well, especially, well, if Hillbilly Jim's off to greener pastures, we'll definitely be getting a rub from a brother up there, if you know what I mean. Spoiler now picks up Will Hoyt, slams him down. Goes for cover one. Nope. Spoiler picks him up. Goes for, oh, no. Small package. Small package. Small package. One. Nope. Kick out. Spoiler picks up Will Hoyt, tags in Phil Hickerson. Oh, big forearm smash there by Hickerson. Hickerson with Will Hoyt. Going for a swing and neck breaker. Goes for the cover. One. Two.
Refusing to get that three-point pin on his shoulders, and Phil Hickerson grabs him by the hair. The referee.
Oh, big slam there by Phil on Will Hoyt.
Will Hoyt drops. We're coming up.
Picks him up by the hair, slams him down again. Off the ropes comes Phil. Oh, leg drop. Goes for the cover. One, two, kick out by Will Hoyt. Kick out by Will Hoyt. Hickerson tags in the spoiler. Hold Will Hoyt for the spoiler. Irish whip by the spoiler. Oh, go behind by Will Hoyt for a cut of one. Nope. Oh, knee in the back of the head by the spoiler. Oh, and again. And again. Oh, knee right in the back of the head. It's going to ache in the morning. Oh, Will Hoyt slammed into the knee of Hickerson. Hickerson's now in legally. Hickerson measures Will Hoyt there with that right hand. Elbow at the top of the head. Oh, Will Hoyt avoids the elbow drop. Hickerson with a punch to the gut. Will Hoyt with one to the head. Will Hoyt gets the tag. Mark Batten's in. Oh, big wind up. And again, Irish up now on Hickerson. Beautiful drop kick there by Mark Batten. Goes for the cover. One. Nope. Spoiler breaks up the pin. Batten picks up again a small package of sorts. One. Nope. Spoiler breaks up the pin again. Kick by Hickerson. Hickerson now picks up Mark Batten. Irish whips him. Big back body drop. Goes for the cover. One. Two. Kick out. Phil Hickerson can't believe it. If you don't hook the leg, man. Tag into the spoiler. Kick to the gut by the spoiler. Spoiler picks up Mark Batten. Irish whips him. Big back body drop again by the spoiler. Goes for the cover. One. Two. Kick out again by Mark Batten. Phil Hickerson tagged in. Double Irish. Oh, spoiler. Big out. Back open by Hickerson. Goes for the cover. One. Two. Kick out by Batten. One. Two. No. Kick out. That's it. We've got time limit draw. Time limit draw. Time limit draw.
Conversation. Phil Hickerson, the spoiler. The Southern Tag Champs are held to a draw by Mark Batten and Johnny Will Hoyt, the new generation.
It ain't no draw.
The time limit is up, and it is. You don't get 5 minutes. You don't get anything except a draw. We're taking time out. We're going to be back. You don't get anything, Phil. Now, come on, get out of here. The Road Warriors are coming this way with Precious Paul Ellering. Let's take a look at this.
I'm getting a music video for the Road Warriors. Unfortunately, not Iron Man. This may be from Georgia, maybe.
In the street, there's trouble coming down. And the animals are coming to town.
don't say a thing. But everybody knows what the Warriors will bring. Any of the cruisers, you know, will be there. The blasters from Chicago, you'll see them everywhere. If James Dean were alive, I know he'd be there tonight. Tonight! Tonight! It's gonna be a rumble! Cause we're the Warriors, that's right. Gonna be some trouble that night. Cause I'm Hawk, I'm the Animal, that's right.
Isn't this from AWA Wrestle Rock? I think this is like, do they bring an event or an album out? AWA Wrestle Rock? I'm sure there is. There's Wrestle Rock 86. Must have been another one, because this is 84.
No one can stop us. Nobody dares.
There is a show. AWA Wrestle Rock 84, May 16th, 1984. That was a few weeks ago.
Memphis, Tennessee, the greatest wrestling town in the United States of America. And why? Well, you don't have to be able to split atoms to figure it out. Jerry Lawler, Jimmy Hart, Joe LeDuc, Tommy Rich, to name a few. But you're looking at the Road Warriors, the greatest team in professional wrestling today. A team that backs up from no man on God's green earth. And every contract we sign, we put at the top of that contract. Beware. Enter at your own risk. Jerry Lawler, we hope you'll sign that contract. Very soon, we look forward to it. Because we earn our money the old-fashioned way. We beat people for it. Oh, yes, you fight great. But remember this, the Road Warriors are great fighters. Tell them, Hawk.
Jerry Lawler, if you have any memory of anything that's ever happened to you, I'm sure you remember us. Hey, Animal, last time we were there, he gave me his best, and he gave you his best. He piled-drived me in the ring, and he turned around slapping hands with Idol, and to his dismay, I'm sitting there right in his face.
And you people remember this. We back up from nothing. There's not much you can count on, but count on this. We're coming to Memphis.
Bet they're coming into Memphis, I can tell you for a fact. Let me see if I can get unsprung here. Oh, me. Road Warriors coming in to defend those national titles right here at the Mid-South Coliseum against Jerry Lawler and Austin Idol.
Well, now I'm really looking forward to it. You know, I came out here last week and I told you I couldn't wait for this match. But as the week went along, I had my doubts. I was a little worried because, you see, there was a possibility that in that match against the Road Warriors, we were maybe going to have Jimmy Hart in our corner. But now I think that that's all settled. I think that Austin Idol realizes where Jimmy Hart has been all of this time. We don't have to worry about that. All we have to worry about is the Road Warriors. And sure, they're big and they're bad and they're as mean as they come. But brother, when we get in the ring with you Monday night, we're going to show you one thing. We're going to show you why he is known as the Universal Heartthrob and why I am known right here as the King. We're going to take those national tag team titles and we're going to leave the big, bad Road Warriors with their manager, Precious Paul Ellering, laying flat on their backs. It's a mission and we're going to accomplish it Monday night, Lance.
Okay, well, I guess, Austin, there's no question Hart will stoop to anything.
I'm going to tell Jimmy Hart one thing. You used me, Donald, but you didn't. Use me up, if you know where I'm coming from. Now, I must admit, a lot of people said, Austin, you all want you to be a little bit weary of it. I want you to kind of pay a little bit closer attention to watch out for Hart. You told me, Jerry, and all the wrestling fans told me too. But I guess maybe I'm just a little bit like everybody else. I kind of wanted to think that maybe there was an inkling of truth in that low-down, slimy rat's heart. But I found out that it's true, that there's nothing there, but nothing but greed, nothing but evil, and I don't care nothing about no confessions, Lance, you see. I don't care nothing about no hullabaloo story that he says that he was kidnapped and said Lala was one of the kidnappers. He says he was tied up. He was bound. He said he was locked up in a garage. You see, I don't care nothing about no confessions. There's one thing I do care about. Oh, yeah. We're going to be hitting on all eight cylinders Monday night, me and the King. There ain't no doubt about that. Road Warriors say they don't back up from nobody. Well, we don't back up, sidestep, and retreat from nobody either. But, Hart, I want you to listen real good. Come on in close, Mr. Cameraman. Because, Hart, if you're anywhere, I want you to look in my eyes. Come on in, cameraman. Get in close. And look in my eyes, Don, because I'm telling you one thing. I hope that you have the guts. I hope that you have the audacity to maybe come with the Road Warriors or anybody else. I don't care. But sooner or later, darling, whoever you team up with, whoever you decide you want to manage, Jack, I'm going to go through them. And I'm going to go over them. I'm going to go around them. I don't care what I have to do. But eventually, and I don't care if it takes a week, a month, a year. I don't care if it takes a lifetime. I'm going to get you, Jack, for making me the fool in front of all the wrestling fans. I'm going to cut it real quick. They don't call me the Universal Hot Dog for nothing. They don't call me the Women's Pet and the Men's Regret for nothing, darling. I haven't left a trail of bodies all around the country for nothing. I haven't beaten up people all around the world for nothing. I haven't made the name Austin Allen what it is today by letting jerks like you make a fool out of me. And before it's over, Hart, I'm going to break you in two. But Monday night, the national tag team titles are going to go around our waist, Jack.
Well, I want to see that one. The Road Warriors going against the Heartthrob and the King, and we're looking forward to that kind of action as that is only one of the incredible Stars War 84 that will be coming to the Coliseum. Price is up only $1 for this incredible program. It'll be $6, $7, and $8, 8 o'clock. You can get your tickets up until 5 o'clock. Today and all day on Monday prior to the opening bout, it is going to be a sensational night of action. It will have 9 bouts, starting off as the Scorpions go again in the spoiler. Tommy Wildfire Rich and Eddie Gilbert, who would be involved in a Tennessee street fight with Hickerson.
No, excuse me, Lance. I don't mean to interrupt you. What it amounts to, what it's coming down to, right here in Memphis, Tennessee. Hickerson's spoiler. Yeah, we were so full of hate that we overlooked you. It cost us the titles. Well, this week, Jack, we ain't coming after no titles. Tennessee street fight. You wear your blue jeans, you bring your belts, you bring your boots, whatever it takes to whip a man, that's exactly what you do. And in Memphis, Tennessee, Monday night, you talk about Star Wars 84, all hell's going to break loose because I'm making a promise. We ain't coming. We ain't coming to Memphis Monday night. We're not coming to beat you, Hickerson. Spoiler, we're coming to hurt you. We started last Monday night. It cost us a title. We ain't proud of that, but we are proud of the fact that we got a Tennessee street fight. We ain't coming after no titles. We're coming to whip your booty all over Memphis.
Okay, Tommy and Eddie, we'll be looking for that action down there at Stars War 84 when it comes to town Monday night. And I can tell you right now, that is going to be one of those fights, and that's the whole thing. It is a situation where anything goes in that particular kind of action, and so you can expect it. Let me take a look at the out-of-town action. Dave, by the way, will be back with us next week. This is Lance Russell holding it down with Championship Wrestling. Looking forward to Blyville tonight, this very night at the American Legion Arena. Box office opens at 3
o'clock. Fans, here is Memphis's own handsome Jimmy Valiant, the Boogie Woogie Man.
You know, I know you're not from Memphis, Tennessee, brother, but I love you anyway. I want to say hello to my people, my brother and sister right there on Memphis. You know, a lot of famous people come from Memphis. I'm talking about Jerry the King Lawler, Elvis Presley, Jerry Lee Lewis, and you're truly the Boogie Woogie Man. I know Miles Mabley, she's from around there somewhere. Dinah Shore, she's from Winchester, Tennessee. All right, now, let me tell you something, Ricky Rudd. Ricky Rudd, you're the champion, the Southern Heavyweight Champion. Well, not for long, because the Boogie Woogie Man, when he comes in out in Miffo, I'm going to come out wearing that strap, Jack. And I want to say tonight, I'm going to be in Blytheville, Arkansas. Last time in Blytheville, the mayor gave me a key to the city. Last time in Blytheville, they were all the way down the street, Jack. A complete sellout. Well, we're going to do it again. We're going to get down and party tonight. Blytheville, Memphis Monday. Look out.
Bears War 84, no question. Handsome Jimmy is coming in to see if he can get the Southern heavyweight title from Rick Rude.
Let's tone this down a little bit. I'm sick and tired of these big mouths coming out and making fools out of themselves, you know.
Yeah, I hear
now
what
listen
you're
here. Listen, I hate to be the kind of person to come out here and say I told you so, but I told you so. Well, I said I would win the Southern title, and I won the Southern title. And you know what, Lance? Since I've won the Southern title, I've been a very, very busy man. I've had promoters calling me from all over the world. Shut up. I've had movie producers call. As a matter of fact, I'm negotiating a contract right now with Howard Feuer to star in a movie with John Travolta. And you know, Lance, just let me finish, Lance.
I'm listening.
Don't step on me here. In order to devote the time I need to my beautiful body and my beautiful self, I had to hire a manager. And being the greatest champion of all time, I had to find the greatest manager of all time. And now I'm going to introduce all you stupid fools to the greatest manager in the history of professional wrestling, Diamond Jimmy Hart. Come on out here, Jimmy.
Oh, no. Jimmy Hart.
Come on out here, Jimmy. Take a look. Take a look.
Better known as Jimmy Anything for Money Hart.
Looking beautiful, Jimmy.
Out here with the silver. Oriental Connection, out in the open. Quite a different tune.
No, not in the open. Let me tell you what Jerry Lawler's possessed. He's the one that drove me to do this. I was not the beekeeper. I was going back through the hall. I am tired of being pushed around, baby. But on here I have paperwork on Rick Rude. You are right. I am now managing Rick Rude. I am now managing the Oriental Connection. You know that little sissy wimp he had by him? Pat Hutchins was out here trying to manage him. He slapped him around and he ran off. I sat down with a big man and I told him how great I was and he agreed. So you're right, baby. You're going to see a new and different Jimmy Hart. You're going to see, you know, everybody says, Jimmy, you like to slum in the gutters. You like to crawl in the sewers. Well, you're right, baby. I'll crawl and slum anywhere I can to win a match or keep a title. Now I've got the international title and I manage the greatest wrestler in the world right now, Rick the Body Rude. Look at him, and he's the Southern Heavyweight Champion. Let me tell you something, Rick. You've got a match with Jimmy Valiant coming up. Who knows Jimmy Valiant? Because he was in the family at one time. He's all mouth. Jimmy Valiant is all talk. I promise you this. He will not hurt one hair on your head, baby. So from now on, and guess who else has been calling me, too? Can you believe Jimmy Neidhart is calling me, begging to come back? Rick Rude called me all last month saying, please, we made a mistake. We want you. We need you. We want you. Well, baby, the phone is ringing once again. So like I said, Masi Ito, the greatest Japanese wrestler in the world today. Jimmy Hart, Rick Rude, and I am rebuilding my family, baby. The Oriental Connection family. We are ready, so bring them on, boys. Bring them on. This is the greatest day of my life.
Oh, marvelous. All I can tell you, Rick Rude, is watch your pockets.
That's all I have to say about Jimmy Valiant. What I'm going to do to him is two words. Wipe out.
Well, here, take your coat.
Come on, let's go, baby. The Oriental Connection. We are ready, baby.
I can't hardly believe this. In the ring right now from Memphis, Tennessee, Mike Mashburn and his opponent in this one-fall 10-minute time limit bout. The Southern heavyweight title holder, Ravishing Rick Rude from Beverly Hills, California. Rude and Mike Mashburn, bell time, and here...
You're underway. Mike Mashburn, blue trunks, black boots, going against Rick Rude, ball red tights, white boots, mounds once again by Jimmy Hart. Rick Rude clubbing away, Mashburn slams him down, drops a fist. Joe Calhoun, grey top black trousers. We've got the green ropes this week. Oh! Mashburn dropped chest first across the ring ropes. No Angel. Guessing she's selling probably still that fucking beating that she got from Jerry Lawler last week in the Mid-South Coliseum. Rude with a suplex on Mashburn. Oh, big right hand goes to the cover. One, two, three. Winner of the match, Rick Rude.
46 seconds. Oh, yeah, you're marvelous. No question about that. Rick Rude, the winner in 46 seconds over Mike Mashburn. Mike never had a chance. Rick far too strong, far too big for him. And Mike being helped out by the referee. I see it.
You just took a look at the new generation. Now take a look at the now generation, Lance.
Okay, let's go. We'll take time out. We'll be back. We got a six-man tag match coming up. You don't want to miss. Be back in a moment.
Another music video of the Fabs. This is again an old one. This is them in their hats and their baths and the standing around shirtless in a barn. That's the PYT song in it originally, I think. I can't remember. I do enjoy these music videos. They're very revolutionary. We weren't really seeing this in the summer of '84 in the WWF. You possibly were in World Class, maybe. Very few places were doing these kind of music videos, and if they were, they were probably copying them. They were using the footage, this footage, similar to what Memphis has just done with Road Warriors. But yeah, we're seeing that the Fabs, they're in and out, like I said last week in the results, they're in and out, and then they're back full time later in the year towards 1985. They're not on television for quite a while. I think, didn't we say February next year they're on television? But we may be seeing footage, because they were here this week teaming with Jerry to face Rick Rude and the PYT. So we may be seeing footage of them around. We may be hearing interviews like we did last week. We heard an interview with them with Ken Resnick and AWA. But yes, this kind of stuff's going to be very repetitive, I believe. We're seeing Steve in a very short kimono dressing gown. Stan in his pants, combing his hair. Reading a... couldn't see what it was. And now putting on their cowboy boots and trousers. Getting ready for the ladies, no doubt. Steve getting some of that spillover. Coming out of the house, I imagine that's Jerry Jarrett's big house. When do we get, have we had the ZZ Top Fabs yet or not? I think we did once, didn't we? Smart dressed man. Now we've got six man tag coming up.
Big man. Keith Robertson and Big Giant Frazier on one side of the ring. And their opponents, boy, are they formidable. I'm talking about Jerry the King Lawler, the heartthrob Austin Idol, and Dutch Mantell as the third man on that side of the ring. And here they come. There's Idol, Lawler, and Mantell. This is an expiration of time match. We'll have as many falls as we have time for, and the team with the most falls, Lawler, is saying, hey, get a sword off that son of a gun. Okay, again, quickly, the introductions, Nightmare, Keith Robertson, and Giant Frazier against Dutch Mantell, Jerry Lawler, and Austin Idol. We're waiting till we get it down. See who's going to be starting. Robertson pulling off his attire. There goes the sword. That's the thing that Lawler wanted to get rid of. It'll take Giant Frazier a little while to undo his Confederate uniform. Stepping out, the Giant. Stepping out, Keith Robertson. That leaves Nightmare number one. And there's the heartthrob, Austin Idol. We are ready. In just a moment, we still got three on the other side of the ring. I don't believe that's kind of fair to Nightmare number one. Bell time. Dutch Mantell is the starter, and this is the first fall of our expiration.
We've got Exploration of Time, Six Man Tag, Dutch Mantel, Austin Idol, Jerry Lawler going against Nightmare, Keith Robinson, and Flowerboy Frazier. Dutch Steiner First Team, Black Singlet, Red Boots going against the Nightmare, Gold and Black Trousers, Gold and Black Mask, Black Boots, shoulder tackle by Dutch, down goes the Nightmare. Side headlock takedown by Dutch, head scissor by Nightmare. Single leg crab now by Dutch.
Picks the Nightmare number one up as he
drags him across to his corner, tags in Lawler, who's wearing a red and orange singlet. Sort of bronze boots, gold boots maybe? Irish whip, big back body drop by Lawler on the Nightmare, holy moly. Side headlock tags in Austin Idol, purple tights, gold sparkly boots by on Idol. Idol with a kick, followed by a gorilla press slam of sorts. Oh, slams him down. Nightmare back up to his feet.
Smallest of the three.
Keith Robertson now tagged in. Black tights, black boots. Both men circling. Corner over top. Go behind by Austin. Oh! Go behind takedown by Austin there. Into a rear chin lock. Reverse face lock. Oh! Austin on the back of Keith. Trying to roll him over some time. Austin doing a bit of amateur wrestling here. Turn him over just one, two, no, one. Hamilton gets out. Side headlock by Austin. Oh! Punch to the mush there by Idol. Oh! Drops the elbow into the hamstring now, working over the leg. Goes for the cover. One, two, no. Nightmare comes in to break up the pin. Tag into Jerry Lawler. Holds the arms. Oh, Jerry Lawler right into the gut. Irish whip now by Jerry. Idol still in there. Double back body drop on Keith Robertson. Snap. Mare by Lawler. Oh, knee to the chest. Tag into Dutch. Dutch is in. Measuring Robertson. Kick to the gut. Irish whip now by Dutch. Big back elbow by Dutch, down goes Keith. Dutch picks him up, full arm drag and twist. Ooh, elbow to the shoulder. And again. Holds the arms, tags in Austin. Huddle comes in. Ooh, punch to the gut. Oh, and again. Rocks Robertson. Big right hand by Idol, knocks down Robertson. Idol picks him up, slams him down. Oh, I don't know, is it Robertson or Robertson? Well, I've seen it written down as Robertson, but then sometimes when Lance or Dave announce it, it's Robertson, so I don't really know. Nightmare now tagged in. Idol tags in Lawler, kicks away on Nightmare, bigger end, and tag in a big Plowboy. The Plowboy is in. Grey trousers, black boots for the big Plowboy. A little bit apprehensive. Because obviously Plowboy is a tall giant of a man. Corner over a tie-up. Slam down with ease. Oh my good God, a leg drop by Plowboy. On top of Lawler. Plowboy is up. Lawler is in trouble. Holy moly. Lawler's fucking woozy there. Taking that big leg drop from that big boy.
You can imagine when 400 plus clowns come piling down on you. Crowd spurring him on. Great crowd here today.
We haven't seen Plowboy for quite a while. Well, I don't know where he's been. He's not due to the WWF quite yet, so I'm not entirely sure where he's been. He's now got Lawler in the corner, goes over to the other corner, and Lawler just gets out of the way of the big splash in the corner. Lawler now pummeling him. tags in. Playboy Fraser's now up and he's tagging in Keith Robertson.
Robertson and Lawler tied up. Robertson's a hefty guy. Whoa, the Dutchman. With no respect for a hefty guy. Fires that foot in and takes him apart with an elbow. Had one left over for the Nightmare, number one. Count of two, three, got him. 5 minutes, 52 seconds. The winners of the first ball of action, Idol.
So, yeah, Plowboy's not been anywhere by looks of cage match. He just comes in and out when he wants to. And Lawler, Idol, and Dutch get the first fall over Keith Robertson.
Hey, we don't have all afternoon, but by golly, I'll tell you one thing we got. We got enough time for a second fall of action after winning the first in 5:52. Coming back out, Austin Idol, Dutch Mantell, and the King, Jerry Lawler. We're about ready to go with the second fall as...
So Keith Robertson and Dutch are back in the ring. Arm dragon twist by Dutch, tagging Austin Idol. Dutch holding him. Idol with a... Oh, no, side headlock. Side headlock takedown by Austin. Side headlock on the mat now by Idol. Side headlock still by Idol. Back up to his feet. Side headlock still, though. On the ropes. We can get a clean break. No. Shove. Off by Keith. Shoulder tackle down goes Keith. Idol off the ropes. Keith went to go for a hip toss, but Austin held onto the ropes. Austin could see what was coming. Not as green as he is. Cabbage looking, is Mr. Idol. Colin Edward tie up. Full arm dragon twist by Idol. Tags into Lawler. Lawler. Oh, right hand. Irish up by Lawler. Back body drop on Keith. Lawler grabs Keith, brings him in his corner, tags in Dutch, holds Keith open, kicked by Dutch, snap mare. Dutch, great, very sort of surfboard in the arms behind the back of Keith Robertson. Lance putting over Keith, which is good to see. Keith back up to his feet, still got his arms locked though. Tag it to Austin. Austin, oh, knife edge chop down goes Keith. Oh, picks him up just to drop him down again with that knife edge chop. And, oh, thrown through the ropes to the outside. Austin Idol follows him. Big Plowboy's out there though. Oh, doesn't stop Idol knocking down Robertson with the right hand. Idol and Plowboy getting face to face. Having a fucking rummage around here are Austin Idol and the Plowboy. Dutch grabbing that Plowboy. Nightmare's got hold of Austin Idol. Oh, punch to the gut by Idol. Idol picks up the Nightmare. Oh, backbreaker on the outside by Austin Idol to the Nightmare. While Lawler and Dutch hang on to Plowboy. Everybody back in the ring.
As our time is running out, we've got about 2 minutes to go total.
Nightmare tagged in. Colin Edward top. Oh, right hand by Idol. And again, right hand by Idol. Idol picks up Nightmare, slams him down. Idol going for, is he on the second rope, on the inside, drops an elbow. Tagging to Lawler. Jerry Lawler picks up the Nightmare, slams him down. Lawler, second rip on the inside, drops the fist. Goes to the cover. One, two, three. Winners of the second four. Dutch Mantell, Jerry Lawler, Lawler and Austin Idol.
2 minutes, 45 seconds. Lawler, Mantell and Idol put a capper on it. There's no question now.
as they won the first two falls, and we are virtually out of time anyhow. So it's Lawler, Ivel, and Mantell with an impressive win over the team of the Nightmare number one, Keith Robertson and Giant Frazier. Hey, our time's up. Dave Brown will be back with us next week. We'll be looking for you. By golly, we'll be, you be right here with us.
So, ladies and gentlemen, that is it. We've just watched the 23rd of June, 1984 episode of Memphis TV here in the Memphis Contender Wrestling Cast. That was quite an enjoyable card. They're obviously building up for the Star Wars event coming up this Monday. Like I said, we might not see any action from that next week, but we'll find out. If you join us here each and every Saturday, then you'll never not know. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for joining us here each and every week as you do, and thank you very much for your continued support. It means a lot. Please do not forget to follow us on Twitter at Old Bakery Pro. youtube.com/ at MemphisCast. Don't forget there is a link in the description of this podcast if you want to watch the action. ProWrestlingTees.com/MemphisCast, Patreon.com/MemphisCast if you want any extra content. Do not forget to listen, like, share, enjoy. Friends of ours, Our Vantage Point, Acid Wash Memories, Greetings from Allentown, Book in the Territory, as well as any other fine retro wrestling podcast out there. If you're into your modern stuff, then I'm sure there's a fine modern wrestling podcast out there for you, each to their own and all that. But you can find, we look to share other people's stuff, like I said, over on Twitter. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much again for your continued support. Thank you very much to the fine folk of Memphis, Tennessee. Thank you very much to Lance Russell, Dave Brown, even though he's not there this week, and Jerry Jarrett. And until next time.
When it's spring again, I'll bring again tulips from Amsterdam. With a heart that's true, I'll give to you tulips from Amsterdam. I can't wait until the day you fill these eager arms of mine. Like the windmill keeps on turning, that's how my heart keeps on yearning for the day I know we can share these tulips from Amsterdam. From Amsterdam, with a heart that's true, I'll give to you tulips from Amsterdam. I can't wait until the day you fill these eager arms of mine. Like the wind keeps on turning, that's how my heart keeps on yearning for the day I know we can share these tulips from Amsterdam. Share these tulips.